السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا زدنا علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين آمين يا رب العالمين. Assalamu alaikum and thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here, inshallah. I hope that you all are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to continue from where we left off, starting from Surah Ali Imran, inshallah, from ayah number 146 to ayah number 151. And we're just going to continue first with the recitation, then inshallah do some theory followed by the analysis of these verses. So we're just going to starting from ayah number 145 with the recitation, if you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَكَأَيٍّ مِّن نَّبِيٍّ قَاتَلَ مَعَهُ رِبِّيُّونَ كَثِيرٌ فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَمَا ضَعُفُوا وَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ وَمَا كَانَ قَوْلَهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فآتاهم الله ثواب الدنيا وحسن ثواب الآخرة والله يحب المحسنين يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تطيعوا الذين كفروا يردوكم على أعقابكم فتنقلبوا خاسرين بل الله مولاكم وهو خير الناصرين سنلقي في قلوب الذين كفروا الرعب بما أشركوا بالله ما لم ينزل به سلطانا ومأواهم النار وبئس مثوى الظالمين. So inshallah, that is our lesson, starting from ayah number 146 to ayah number 151. Now, inshallah, for theory, we're just going to continue the topic of mudud. And then in the last class, we did start the topic of mad lazim. So we did mad lazim, are the mad that are going to be six vowel counts long. So anytime you have a mad that is six vowel counts, it is going to be mad lazim. And it is known as mad lazim because it is lazim upon you to pull for the full six count mad. So for mad lazim, you are not allowed to pull it for any less than six counts. So it is lazim upon you to do it for six counts. And we learned that it is both galimi and harfi, meaning that you can find it in a word Or you can find mad lazim in a letter. So mad lazim kalimi, it's going to be found in one word. So you're going to see the mad in the middle of a word. And then we have mad lazim harfi, as you can guess by the word huruf. This is in huruf muqatta'at. So for those as well, we are going to pull for six counts. And that is going to be mad lazim harfi. And also we have mad lazim harfi and mad lazim kalimi. We have the two categories, muthaqqal and mukhaffaf. So muthaqqal meaning heavy, but here the heavy does not mean actually heavy as we've learned. So heavy, we say, means raising the back of the tongue or making the letter have that feeling of fullness. Here, heavy means something else. Inshallah, we will cover that. But for both of these categories, we do further classify them as muthaqqal or mukhaffaf, heavy or light. Now inshallah, let's move on to the first category. We're going to do mad lazim al-kalimi. So for mad lazim al-kalimi, we have one that is mad lazim kalimi muthaqqal, and we have one that is mad lazim kalimi mukhaffaf. So what is mad lazim kalimi muthaqqal? This is going to be any time you see that there is a mad followed by a letter with sukoon. So we have mad followed by a letter with sukoon. So this is going to be all types of mad lazim are bisabab sukoon. So you're going to see that if there is a mad, the letter after is a sukoon, it is going to be mad lazim. Now this specifically, mad lazim kalimi muthaqqal, it is muthaqqal. Why? Because of one thing. And what is this thing? It is going to be the shadda after the mad. So for mad lazim, you are going to see that it is six counts and the letter after the mad is sukoon. So this is how it is mad lazim. Now the kalimi part comes because the lazim mad is inside of one word. So now this is mad lazim al kalimi. How is it muthaqqal? It is muthaqqal because the letter after the mad has a shadda. Now the shadda has a hidden sukoon inside. So this is what shadda means, that you are going to say the letter twice. The first time you say the letter, it is going to have a sukoon. And then the second time, it's going to have whatever haraka is on top of that shadda. So inside of the shadda as well, there is that hidden sukoon. But that shadda, it is what is making this mad lazim muthaqqal or heavy. Now let's look at an example of this very famous example that inshallah all of us know. At the end of Surah Fatiha, we have the word al-dallina. So here, al-dallin, dad is going to be a six count mad. You see that there is an alif. Following the alif, the lam has a shadda. So we're going to say this for six counts. Al-dallin. And now you see the lam has a sukoon. Dal. So inside of that shadda, there is that hidden sukoon. So this is why this is known as mad lazim, because there is that hidden sukoon inside. Al-dallin. So here it's a little bit exaggerated, but you do hear that lam is having a shadda. So you're going to merge that lam with the mad. And we're going to pull this for six counts because this is mad lazim. So again, what are we looking for? We're looking for a mad followed by any letter with a shadda. So here, dad, alif, mad, followed by lam with a shadda. Now, one thing that we do in this type of mad is nabr. So we have already covered this as well. You're just going to raise the voice a little bit so that you know that there is a shadda here. So I'm going to say, al-dallin. Now you hear my voice was raised a little bit. I put a little bit of pressure on the lam to make sure that that shadda there is audible. So another example, we have the word dabbatan. So here as well, we have the mad followed by a letter with shadda. And we're going to pull this for six counts. So you can write down six underneath. If you ever find this in the Quran, just write six. You can circle the shadda to say that you are going to apply nabr here. Dabbatan. Here you are raising the voice, applying a little bit of pressure. The first ayah of Surah Al-Haqqah, Al-Haqqah. So again, you are raising the voice a little bit. Al-Dhakaraini. So six count mad, and you are going to apply nabr, raise the voice a little bit. So for mad lazim, kalimi, muthaqqal, it is going to be a mad followed by a letter with shadda. So this is mad lazim. Mad lazim meaning it is lazim upon you to do it for six counts. Kalimi because it is in one word. Muthaqqal, why? Because there is a shadda after the mad. Now inshallah, let's move on to mad lazim kalimi al-mukhaffaf. Now mad lazim kalimi, both of these are going to be exactly the same. So you're going to see that there is that mad followed by a letter with sukun in one word. The only difference is that this is going to be mukhaffaf. It is mukhaffaf, why? Because there is no shadda. So if you have shadda, it is muthaqqal. If you do not have shadda, it is going to be mukhaffaf. So for example, in al-dallin, lam had shadda, so this is going to be muthaqqal. You are going to apply some nabr. Now for mukhaffaf, there is going to be no shadda. There is only going to be a sukun. Okay, so there is a mad followed by a letter with sukun. Now this only comes two places in the Quran, so you don't need to remember this. If you can go to that surah and mark these two places, inshallah that is enough. You can just write mad lazim kalimi mukhaffaf. Only two places in the Quran does this tajweed rule appear. And what are these two places? It is going to be Surah Yunus. Both of them are Surah Yunus. One is going to be Surah Yunus, ayah number 51. And the other one is Surah Yunus, ayah number 91. So if you want to flip to that page of Surah Yunus, ayah 51 and ayah 91, you are going to find the same exact word comes twice. So the same word is appearing twice, and that is the only case of mad lazim kalimi mukhaffaf in the Quran. Okay, so again, what is it? It is al-ana. So this is the word. So in ayah number 51, the ayah is al-ana wa qad kuntum bihi tasta'jilun. So that is the first ayah, ayah number 51, al-ana. You can circle that word, you can highlight it, you can write down mad lazim kalimi mukhaffaf next to it so you remember. So this is the word. And then ayah number 91, the exact same word again. Al-ana wa qad asayta qablu. So this is the next ayah. So both of them have the same exact word. It is the only place in the Quran in one surah that you're going to find these examples of mad lazim kalimi mukhaffaf. Everywhere else, you are going to find that the letter has shadda afterwards. So only these two places have mad lazim kalimi mukhaffaf. So what is the rule for mad lazim kalimi mukhaffaf? Again, because it is mad lazim, you have to pull for six counts. You cannot pull it for any less than that. Because the lam does not have a shadda, you do not need to apply nabr. So you don't need to raise the voice. In fact, you should not raise the voice. You should not apply any kind of emphasis on the lam. Otherwise, the lam can get the sound of a shadda, which we do not want. So we're just going to apply tawassut on the lam. Just rest on this lam sukun. Al-ana. So you see, I'm just resting gently on the lam. I'm not applying any kind of movement. There's going to be no bouncing. There is no raising of the voice. There is no shadda. There is only the lam with a sukun. Al-ana. So again, you don't need to raise the voice. Compare this to the word al-dallin. When we read al-dallin, we wanted to emphasize the lam with shadda. Al-dallin. Al-ana. Now you hear that difference. In al-dallin, I applied more emphasis on the shadda. And then in al-ana, I did not do that. So I simply just rested on the lam and then I just did a gentle stop on the lam. Al-ana. So you don't need to apply any kind of emphasis. Because there is no emphasis, this is why this word is mukhaffaf. Okay, so mukhaffaf is because it is lighter, there is no emphasis. You are not merging this into anything. So previously, because of that shadda, we were merging the mad with the shadda letter, right? So because of this, it is muthaqqal, because of that merging. Now for mukhaffaf, we are not merging it with anything. So the lam is separate, the mad is separate. So once I finished saying the mad, I paused on the lam. I did not join or combine them together. I did not merge the lam and the mad together. as opposed to the other muthaqqal, I did merge the med with the shadda. So basically this merging is what is making something muthaqqal or mukhaffaf. So if you are merging them together, then it is going to be muthaqqal. If you are not merging the med with the next letter, then it is going to be mukhaffaf. So inshallah, that was our topic of mad lazim. Inshallah, let's move on now to our analysis of these verses, starting from ayah number 146. So we're starting from the word waka'ayyim min. So here we're just going to take this one letter at a time. Waka'ayyim min. So here we are merging the ya with the mim. Waka'ayyim min nabiyyin. So make sure you are doing all of these letters with ghunna. Qatala ma'ahu. Qaf is going to be heavy. Ribbiyuna kathir. So here, ba has a shadda, ya also has a shadda. So we're just going to make sure that we are applying emphasis on these shadda. Ma'ahu ribbiyuna kathir. Ra here is going to be heavy. Fama wahanu lima asabahum. This is a 4-count mad. Asabahum, hamza is light, sad is heavy. Try not to make the hamza heavy and say asabahum. This is light. Asabahum. Fi sabilillahi, Allah here is going to be light. Wama da'ufu, dad is going to be heavy. Wama stakanu, wallahu, Allah here is going to be heavy. Yuhibbu sabirin, sad is going to be heavy. Ra here is going to be light. And then we end here on a 4-count mad. This is mad'arid lissukun. Wama kana qawlahum, qaf is going to be heavy. Illa, this is a 4-count mad. Anqalu, qaf is heavy. Rabbana, ra is going to be heavy. Rabbana ghfir lana, ghain is going to be heavy. We are resting on the ghain. Ra here is going to be light. Dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina. So we want to make sure we are taking care of the count of the mad. So anytime you have a 2-count mad, make sure it is 2-count. We don't want to do it less or more than that. Wa ma kana. So here, this is all 2-count. Rabbana ighfir lana dhunubana wa israfana. So you see here, all of these med are 2-count. So make sure you are pulling them, the full 2-counts, and not more or less than that. Wathabbit aqdamana. Qaf is going to be heavy. It has qalqala. Dal is going to be light. Wansurna. Sad is heavy. Ra in this case is heavy. Alal qawmil kafirin. Qaf is going to be heavy. Ra here is going to be light. Fa'atahumullahu. So here, fa'a, this is 2-count. Da is going to be 2-count. Fa'a da humullahu. Allah here is going to be heavy. Thawab ad-dunya wa husna thawab al-akhirah. Kha is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is heavy. Wallahu, Allah is heavy. Yuhibbul muhsineen. And then we end here on a 4-count mad. This is mad'arid lissukun. Ya ayyuhalladina, this is a 4-count mad. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, again this is a 4-count mad. We're just going to pull this for 4 counts. In tuti'u, ta is going to be heavy. Tuti'u alladhina kafaru, ra is going to be heavy in this case. Yaruddukum, ra again is heavy in this case. Ala a'qabikum, this is a 4-count mad. A'qabikum, ayn is going to have tawassut, rest on the ayn. Qaf is going to be heavy. Fatanqalibu, qaf is going to be heavy. Khasirin, kha here is going to be heavy, and then ra here is going to be light, and we end here on a 4-count mad. Khasirin, this is mad'arid lissukun. Balillahu mawlakum, the name of Allah here is going to be light. Wahuwa khayrun nasirin, kha is going to be heavy, ra in this case is heavy. Nasirin, noon is going to be light. Sad is heavy, ra is light. And then we end here on a 4-count mad. Khayrun nasirin. So quickly switch from light to heavy to light. And then we are going to pull this 4 counts. Mad'arid lissukun. Sanulqi, qaf is going to be heavy. Fi qulub, qaf is going to be heavy. Fi qulub alladhina kafaru, ra is going to be heavy. Ar-ru'ba, ra again is heavy. Ayn is going to have tawassut. Kafaru ru'ba. And then ayn, make sure you are doing it from the throat. Roll it around in the throat a little bit. Kafaru ru'ba bima ashraku. Bima, this is a 4-count mad. Ashraku, ra is going to be heavy. Billahi, the name of Allah is going to be light. Ma lam yunazzil bihi sultana. So here, mim and lam,
Whenever we have a sukun, we're just going to rest on this. It is going to have tawassut. Malam yunazzil bihi sultana. So just rest on the meem and the lam. Sultana, sin and lam are going to both be light. Ta is going to be heavy. Na we end here on maddil iwad. So this is going to be a two count mad. Wa ma wa hum. There is a jerking sound on the hamza. Hamza has jahr. Wa ma wa humun nar. Ra is going to be heavy. Wa bi'sa, again hamza with a sukun, is going to have jahr. There is going to be a jerking sound. The sound is abruptly going to stop. Wa bi'sa. So here, make sure you have a little bit of that jerk. Wa bi'sa mathwa dhalimin. Dha here is going to be heavy. And then we end here on a four count mad. This is mad arid lissukun. So inshallah, we are going to end here. And then in the next class, we will just continue from ayah number 152. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.